All right, and welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. I'm Dave Glover. Thanks again for tuning in. I managed to get Beth Belair on the phone. Beth Belair, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
I am awesome, and I know you're a busy, busy lady. Now, you just so the listeners know who you are, can you let them know what your role is?
Yes. Well, I am the Commodore of the Coburg Dragon Boat and Canoe Club. I've been with the club since its inception in 1999. I love paddling, and I love the way the club has grown throughout the last 15 years here in town.
Can we get an idea how many people are active with the club?
Yeah, we have about 70 to 80 active Dragon Boat members. We have about the same number of youth and a few scatterings of adult canoe and kayak paddlers. And then through the summer, we have about 150 kids who are enjoying our summer camp program.
Wow, so that's just about 300 people involved
on an
ongoing basis. That's incredible.
Yep.
Well, the reason I reached out to you today, and just so the listeners know, I called you, okay?
Yep. And, that's right.
Because the story going around, it was in the local paper, it's been the headline on one of the other radio stations here, that the Coburg Canoe Club pays their coaches $17,000 a year. And I wanted to get some clarification on that, because my understanding is that that's not true. And that even if it were true, it's not unusual. I mean, if we look at other sporting teams in the community, major teams, like, and I don't know this for sure, listeners, so you can't quote me on this, but it's my understanding that the head coaches anyway for the Coburg Cougars and a few of the other teams around here get paid. There are other clubs where people get paid. There are staff at the yacht club, for instance, right? And this whole issue, from a town perspective, wasn't about whether or not you guys are a not-for-profit or whether or not you pay somebody. This issue was around square footage and the fact that you were being charged originally 50 cents a square foot, which is the same as the yacht club, and that has gone up to a dollar.
Well, actually, in effect, we had thought that we were going to be charged the same as the yacht club in the beginning, but we did not actually see their agreement. Mm-hmm. And even from the very beginning, this is for a shared compound. It's the same piece of land. The yacht club used it for half the year. We used it for the other half of the year. Mm-hmm. And we found out just recently that they had been paying 50 cents per square foot, and we had been charged a dollar per square foot for exactly the same compound. So mm-hmm. That was the thing that we went to council with. We actually had been trying to work it out through just discussions with staff for the last year or two, and just had not been able to get it settled. So it did come to council, and so we made our presentation public at that point. But, you know, that's all it was about, was just that one compound fee. The rest of it was, you know, really doesn't have anything to do with the compound.
Mm-hmm. It's not really germane to the complaint to the council, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I would say that of all canoe and kayak clubs that I know of across Ontario, most of them have a head coach that is paid anywhere between $40,000 to $70,000. It's their main year-round job,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, that's the standard within the sport. I think our head coach, maybe with what he gets paid, maybe works out to maybe $10,000 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But the number of hours that he puts into it, that's kind of around $2 an hour rate that we're paying him. So certainly isn't a living wage. Jeremy Fowley, who founded the club with us and, you know, has done this, is doing out of a labor of love, really, because mm-hmm. The amount of time he puts into it is extraordinary. And I should say, he doesn't just do the coaching job. He's really our executive director, because he does so much more than just coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I'm not sure where the numbers came from that have been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the Cogeco coverage, and nor was I at the last meeting, so I really don't want to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that, you know, we also hire many youth in our programs. So for our youth programming, we have coaches at the rec level, at the competitive level. We have camp counselors. We have a camp director. And these are all providing jobs, summer jobs for our youth. So, you know, I think that's a great service to the town to mm-hmm. be able to do that, and to the kids to value their work.
So as far as the issue of the square footage goes, has that been resolved then to your satisfaction?
yes, we're really satisfied with what the council has done. The council has always been really supportive of our club, and we really appreciate that. And once again, they have come through and seen the logic of our argument and supported us. So we're really happy with what's happened.
Well, I don't want you to pick a fight with the council, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around why, if you even have a thought on why you think the mayor got so upset about this.
I can't speak for Gil. I'm not sure why. We've always worked collegially in the past, and I'm not sure what the issue is, but I'm sure I'll get an opportunity to talk to him about it, and we can probably sort it out, and I can, you know, clarify for him any misconceptions he might have had about how much coaches were being paid.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out the yacht club was being charged less?
We actually, through a Freedom of Information request, got that information from the town. So we just wanted to, you know, kind of clarify. We had heard through some members of the yacht club, you know, that this was true. So we were just trying to find out for sure.
Wow. Okay. So it took a Freedom of Information request in order to get the numbers you needed. And this was just to assess whether or not you were getting a fair deal as per the original agreement.
Yes, that's right.
So was it ever 50 cents a square foot, or was it always a dollar?
We were always paying a dollar.
Always? And that's for how many years is that now?
Since we got the compound in 2010, I believe it was.
Okay, so that is a long time. That is a long time. And have they agreed to keep it at 50 cents a square foot for you guys? And if there are increases like for the yacht club, it will go up accordingly? Or how's that going to work out?
I think the agreement, the motion that was passed was for this past season that we've just closed out and for the upcoming season. And then they're in the process right now of looking at fees for all sports clubs and all organizations and trying to get a more transparent and fair, equitable program for everybody. And that's a process we'll be going through over the next few months, I imagine. So,
And that fee schedule will probably or should be available to the public, right?
I would imagine it would be, yes. That should be all available.
Yeah. Well, Beth, I want to thank you for your time. I really appreciate some clarity on that. And as I say, I don't want to cause any rifts between you guys. And because you've, as you said, you've always had a great relationship with the town. It's just all of a sudden this has come to a light. And it's sad that it took a Freedom of Information request, actually, to get the information you needed. As you know, as Bob Sanderson likes to say, this is something that should have been settled over a cup of coffee instead of being dragged into the public domain like this. Thank you very much for all that you do, by the way, with the Yacht Club and so many other organizations that you volunteer for. I know you volunteer for the Legal Help Center as well.
Yep.
So thank you very much for being a strong supporter here in Northumberland County. Good luck with this year's Dragon Boat team. And
can I just put in a little bit of our registrations? We have a registration tonight at the CCC from 6:30 to 8:30. So if you want to go and register in person, we'll have a bunch of people there with their laptops so you can do your online sign-in and pay for your programs. And you can also just go to our website, coburgdbcc.ca, and log in there, and you can sign up for your programs for this year. And we're looking forward to a great season.
Well, I'm looking forward to going down there and watching you guys race as well. It's always a lot of fun. And thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Right. Bye.